Welcome. I'm Melanie Cole. Amanda Iorio, embryologist with RSCNJ, the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey, is here to tell us about intracytoplasmic sperm injection, or ICSI, on this episode of Fertility Talk with RSCNJ, the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey.
The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey combines a commitment to sensitive care with a state-of-the-art program. We proudly present Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. What is ICSI?
So ICSI, as you said, intracytoplasmic sperm injection, is one of the two insemination procedures that we do here in the lab at RSCNJ. In ICSI, we isolate one single sperm and we inject it into an egg and hopefully get fertilization after that.
Then how is it different from IVF?
So what we refer to as standard insemination here, or IVF, is when we put approximately 50,000 sperm, a concentration, into a drop of media, and then we add the eggs to that drop. So that mostly mimics the natural process that you would get in natural fertilization. And so this way we can just isolate a single sperm, inject it into the egg, and then hopefully, like I said, get fertilization.
That's really very cool technology. So who would consider ICSI? Who's it for?
So ICSI is for couples who suffer from male infertility, so low concentration, low motility, or who have had previous fertilization failure using the standard insemination, or if we're using frozen eggs.
Now tell us a little bit about what's involved, because we've talked about IVF before with the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about the steps that are involved for the couple in ICSI treatment.
Okay, so ICSI is a little bit more complex as to the standard insemination that I just described. So when we retrieve the eggs from our patient, they are surrounded in cumulus cells, making it kind of hard to see the actual egg and if it's mature. So in order to see that, we need to strip or remove the cumulus cells that surround the eggs, and we do that 2 hours post-retrieval. And then another 2 hours later, we can then do ICSI. In ICSI, we have our micromanipulation set up, and then we have a holding needle and we have an injection needle, and we hold onto the egg with the holding needle, and then we have our injection needle, which we then isolate a single sperm. We look for the best swimming, morphologically looking sperm. We get it into our needle, and then we inject it into the egg one at a time.
Wow. Are there any risks to this procedure?
Because there is more handling and manipulation of the eggs, there is some more risk of damage to them. But in regards to any birth defects, conceived naturally, you already have a 1.5% to 3% risk of some kind of genetic defect. And ICSI versus IVF are very similar, but slightly higher than natural.
Is it more expensive than IVF?
So it is an added cost, depending on your insurance and if you're self-pay, but it is an added cost because there is more skill set involved and there is more material needed and media needed.
Amanda, I read somewhere that with ICSI, you might be more likely to have one sex over another. Is that a myth? Is that true?
Yeah, there is no significant difference in sex bias using ICSI.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. And if you were to tell listeners, when people corner you, they find out what you do for a living, I'd like you to not only summarize ICSI for us, but kind of the work of an embryologist, because a lot of people don't know what you do. And so give us a little summary about what you do for a living, then wrap it up with ICSI for us.
So when people ask me what I do for a living, the simple answer to say is I work in the lab and I make babies for couples who have a hard time doing it themselves. But the more detailed answer is that we are in this lab every day, Monday through Sunday, depending on the weeks, but mostly Monday through Sunday, from all the way from retrieval to the step of transfer to hoping. And we're emotionally involved and invested and hoping for a pregnancy for every couple that we get pregnant.
And now please summarize ICSI for us and what you would like couples to know if they're considering IVF, but ICSI might be an option for them.
So if you're undergoing IVF and ICSI is recommended for you or something you're considering, I would say it is completely safe. There is higher risk than natural conception, but nothing different than standard. So have no fear. We'll do the best we can in that lab and do everything we can to get you a healthy, happy baby.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today and educating us about something that not many people have heard of. So thank you again. And for more information, please visit fertilitynj.com to get connected with one of our providers. That concludes this episode of Fertility Talk with RSCNJ, the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.